There are new details about the police investigation of Nashua Mayor Donnelly Lozo and her husband. They've included allegations of bid rigging, kickbacks, and drug use. The Lozos have each denied wrongdoing and point out that an investigation they have called politically motivated has not led to any formal charges. The Nashua Telegraph has obtained copies of the documents related to the Nashua Police Department's investigation, which began in 2009 but was reopened earlier this year. Joining me now with more on those documents is Telegraph Managing Editor for Content, Jonathan Van Fleet. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Brady.
The documents show that confidential informants were the basis for many of these allegations, but police had reportedly been concerned about David Lozo as early as 2009. What were they concerned about?
He was a bail commissioner, and a bail commissioner in New Hampshire will set an amount of money that someone needs to pay in order to get out of police custody after they've been charged with a crime. And so they had concerns that he was perhaps leaking information about confidential informants and other police business to people who shouldn't have that knowledge.
And police then looked into that using wiretaps and working with informants, but it seems that there were no specific charges that were filed.
It's true. There was a memo that was sent out in December 2011 by a police lieutenant, Michael Carrignan, and he says, and I'll quote it here, "It clearly appears to me Mr. Lozo seems to be using his position as a bail commissioner in a less than professional manner. It is clear when questioned by certain friends he will provide information indicating someone is working as an informant for the police, thereby protecting that person's drug dealing status. It is again clear that by him doing so, it puts officers and confidential informants at risk." And that was among the most clear documents that was in 100 pages of information that was released just yesterday.
Some of the other documents refer to allegations from informants about bribes and kickbacks that allegedly involved the mayor herself. What exactly did those suggest?
A lot of those allegations are made by confidential informants, and they are alleging that in her role working for a nonprofit agency, Southern New Hampshire Services, they were accusing the mayor and her husband of taking payouts for directing contract work to certain individuals, friends. And the police conducted wiretaps, and there are transcripts of these conversations between the confidential informants and David Lozo. And at no point in these conversations did he offer a contract for money, did he incriminate himself in any way.
What questions are you and your colleagues looking at as you go forward, looking at these documents and what they may or may not tell us?
The Lozos, when contacted yesterday, we asked them, why did you agree to these documents coming out? And they each said, we have nothing to hide. We want this information out there so people can read it and judge for themselves. That said, there are a lot of explosive allegations in here, including drug use on David Lozo's part and Mayor Lozo's part. There's a lot in there to sift through and figure out what this means for the city government. We have an election in Nashua today. What do the new elected leaders think this does to the city's reputation and the mayor's ability to govern?
That's Jonathan Van Fleet of the Nashua Telegraph. You can find links to the paper's reporting on the police investigation into Mayor Donnelly Lozo and her husband at nhpr.org.